Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cheeseheads. Get on your feet. It's Curd and Long.
Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
Let's talk about the other running back who I brought up, A.J. Dillon. I think every Packer fan thinks he's gone. What do you think is, how do you think this plays out?
Well, let's start with Aaron Jones and what's the best role. I thought it was very telling. Brian Gutekunst at the end of the season said Aaron Jones, when he was healthy and fresh down the stretch, was a difference maker. He was an X factor in that offense. The question, Brian Gutekunst said, is how to keep him healthy and fresh. And that's in your age 30 season as a running back, no matter if you have kind of diminished the mileage over the course of his career, the age is the age. You want to make sure that you're preserving this guy. It's not as a workhorse running back. It's not taking the workhorse load of 20 carries a game. In the Packers' perfect world, they repeat just what they did last season, maybe without six games missed with injury. But you keep Aaron Jones fresh throughout the course of the season so that he has good legs in December and January. I remember I asked Aaron Jones late last season where his body felt because of missing the six games because of injury. He said it was the best his legs felt since 2019 when he had a pretty good postseason that year too. So yeah. It's not just a coincidence. That best five-game stretch of his career didn't just happen. He did benefit from missing six games because he was fresher down the stretch. How do you replicate that again if you're the Packers and Aaron Jones in this offense? He'd be a tremendous running back too. I mean, if you can go get a bell cow right now and keep him fresh and kind of have him be that big play spark plug, that change of pace guy, and know that he's capable of getting 20 carries a game, get 20 touches a game, but you don't have to have it from him because there's another guy. That's the ideal fit for Aaron Jones, knowing that he's going to be good to go down the stretch. When the expectations are different now, right? This Packers offense is in a place where they're a contender again in 2024. So you're thinking important, meaningful late season games, having him ready for that. I don't see A.J. Dillon being able to do that for him. You know, he's A.J. Dillon's not a bad running back. He's an NFL player, but he's very clearly a number two. So if Aaron Jones also is at a place in his career where the best usage of him is to be a number two, then you have two number twos in your backfield. You need a number one. So, I understand it's not the most lauded running back class, but if Brian Gutekunst, as high as number 25 in the first round, if there's a guy that he absolutely loves early in this draft that he feels like can take that number one role and preserve Aaron Jones and have that true two-headed monster in the backfield, that's the best way to go. I don't know what that means for A.J. Dillon. Look, if he's back, it's not like he's never fulfilled the promise that you had when he came out of Boston College. You saw those quads and you're thinking, okay, second round pick, he's going to be a stud. He's never been a stud. He's never been bad either. He's a guy. He's a professional running back. Bringing him back's not the worst thing, but if you bring A.J. Dillon back and you don't have a true number one to preserve Aaron Jones, you're not really accomplishing what you need in that backfield.
Okay, well then, if we're going to use that line of thinking, and I don't disagree with anything you said, then how high are we willing to take a running back in this draft? Because I can't see them signing one in free agency necessarily. So, I mean, unless you're going to tell me it's Derrick Henry, and I don't really want to go down that road. I also don't want to go down the road of I have to have some big physical back like Dillon or Henry or somebody like that to be opposite of Aaron Jones. Give me another younger version of what Aaron Jones is. Let's have two of them and let's go. And, you know, like you said, kind of help split the carries a little bit, keep them both fresh, and let's move from there. When I do these mock drafts, and I'm a mock draftaholic, and I've said that many of times, I'm always taking a running back with that second pick in the second round. That's kind of where I've been taking my running back. Now, I don't know if the Packers go that high or not, but if you're saying they need to get that next guy for Jones, who might actually be a one to Jones two or something along those lines as Jones is getting older, I don't know how long you can wait to draft a running back.
It depends on their board, and we don't know their board. So it's hard to say. I'm with you, Sparky. If they can get just an Aaron Jones 2.0 or maybe an Aaron Jones 1.0, a younger Aaron Jones, and match him with Aaron Jones, makes a lot of sense to me. Now, knowing this team, I would be surprised if they didn't want a bigger back to match with Aaron Jones, because it is still Green Bay. And that's just how this team, whether it's Brian Gutekunst, whether it's Ted Thompson, they've always operated that way. So I would be surprised if they didn't continue to operate that way. But if they've got another dynamic spark plug guy that you can go with Aaron Jones with, that seems to make sense. It's logical, right? Like I can see that working out well. So it depends on their board. If they love their board at 25 and they think there's a guy at that position that absolutely fits their need and is a dynamic player, the best player available. You want to hear that a lot from here to the draft, as you do every year, then it wouldn't shock me. You know, there's also a lot of other needs, safety being most among them. I think a franchise left tackle would certainly upgrade this offensive line. They're fine now, but if you can do better than fine, do better than fine, especially when you've got a franchise quarterback. You're right. Slot corner especially. They might need also a perimeter corner. You might need two safeties, two corners. That whole secondary needs help. They need a linebacker, especially if Devondre Campbell's not back as they transition to this 4-3. There's a lot of other needs here, but if they look at 25 and they say there is a running back here that is the best player available, he fits this need, he preserves Aaron Jones, I don't think that's a bad pick if they're convicted in that. I don't know if they will be. It might be round two. It might be round three. But high in the draft, getting their guy, I think, is a priority.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.